It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. Computer security experts are ringing alarms about Java. Nope, not the coffee Java. Java, the piece of software that you probably have on your computer. Anoop Ghosh heads the security company Invincia.
Just about everybody uses Java. When you get your computer, it typically is installed with your computer. It runs on Linux, Windows, Mac OS. So it almost doesn't matter which kind of computer you have.
And it turns out Java has some pretty major security flaws that hackers can and are exploiting.
They're dropping a backdoor onto your machine that allows them to do command and control of your machine and do things like, if you're in a company, they'll look for intellectual property that might be of interest to them and they'll steal that. They'll use it as a beachhead onto a corporate network to then go find other machines on the network and capture those other machines. In cybercrime, they'll use Java exploits in order to grab your banking credentials.
Yesterday, Oracle, the company that makes Java, released a patch for the software. Find out how to update your computer on our website, marketplacetech.org.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Okay. We might still need roads, but there are changes coming. Look no further than the IFA trade show, a consumer electronics show in Berlin, going on now.
It's definitely a little glimpse of the future.
Stephen Shankland is with CNET. He says that future includes really expensive TVs with really complicated names.
The gigantic Sony 4K TV, the XBR-84X900. This is a 4K TV, so 4K is a higher resolution TV. This particular screen has four times the number of pixels as a regular HD TV. And it's also got 3D built in. It's got an 84-inch diagonal, so it's mammoth. It's probably going to cost tens of thousands of dollars, so if you want it, you should start saving now, probably.
Shankland says there's also a camera that acts like a smartphone, so you can upload your pictures automatically. There are new tablets, new smartphones, and
there's a big change going on right now, which is the shift to touch screens. So these are laptops so you can reach out and touch the screen the way you would with a tablet. And because of that fairly significant design change, there are a lot of interesting products I saw here at the show that are called convertibles. These are devices that flip into a laptop in one configuration or a tablet in another configuration. So the screen might flip around some kind of a complicated hinge mechanism or something else like that. It adds a lot of expense to the product, but it also is a pretty radical transformation potentially of how we use PCs.
One company not unveiling new products at the show, Apple. It's got its own announcement coming in September, but it's still a presence.
Apple is a very, very influential company. It doesn't show up at other trade shows. It only goes to its own events, but there are a lot of companies trying to figure out how to get ahead of Apple, how to come up with something that's more impressive, better integrated. So it's kind of the unseen power here at the show.
But he says Apple's patent win over Samsung doesn't seem to have dampened the gee whiz, come check out this cool new thing mood that every good future requires. Sign up for our daily newsletter. Everything you need to know about tech delivered straight to your inbox. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill. This is Marketplace Tech Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.